offer up this praise if you don't mind. Just a second. What's the end, the tag that we do on that? intro that y'all. So yeah, that was good. Just make sure when we hit this phrase, it's like the end of your breath and like you're the end of the song. So we're like, this praise, hit it strong. This praise. Okay, just high energy. This is meant for the whole choir. Y'all sound incredible. Okay, so hallelujah.
Don't.
So let's start. For your, sing soprano, I'll sing alto.
For your holy, wonderful, marvelous, glorious, omnipotent, righteous and mighty. We praise you.
So let's, Lord, let's start there. Okay, let's try it one more time. Sorry. Forget that part. All right, we'll just do Lord, meet us here and go into I off of this praise, okay? Let's go ahead and pray. So I can keep everybody updated. Next weekend is Fresh Fire, so you guys won't have to be here in the morning for that morning practice. You're off. Yes.
Yes, you have to be there, but not for practice. It's a new revival service next week. So, and then we won't have service tomorrow night. We will not have service next Sunday night. Then the following Sunday, I will be out of town. And I'll be out of town to take Sister Meyer and Cowan. It might just be Cowan. We'll be meeting. It's a communion service. Okay? And that's the 26th. There will be no service that night. Then the following week, and then we do that for a solid 1 week. If I understand right from that situation, that's kind of what it is. Okay? And then we can still have practice this Thursday. I thought about moving it because we won't even use it this Sunday. Do you know what I'm saying? So, but me and Marie are involved. Okay. So
maybe we can have it. To have it in our mind practicing.
Yeah. Can you all make this Thursday? And I think it's about 6:30 for practice. All right. And just be listening to that YouTube video I sent you today of the Halloween movie. You want to reach out for it. So, and that one should be pretty good. There are a few things when I first learned the song that were a little different from what we do, so just be sure and then do it pretty well. But any cool things? She did?
Yes.
Oh,
literally.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to say, y'all sound incredible. Thank you for being here. Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity.
glad to be in the house of the Lord this Sunday morning. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, God is really good at what he does. He is really good at getting a message across in obvious and sometimes embarrassingly obvious reasons and ways. And as we were singing the song, talking about how I can't stop praising his name, and I messed up the lyrics. And a few of us did. And guess what I did immediately whenever a slight hiccup in the worship song took place? I stopped worshiping. Singing a song about I will not stop praising his name and I just can't stop praising his name, but I messed up a lyric. Let me pause everything that I'm doing. You may say, well, that's just a song. That's just how. No. In our life, every single day, we read the scriptures and we talk about that his praises shall continually be in my mouth until something stumbles. Until something comes up, until there's a sickness, until times start to get tough, I will sing his praises. I will give him glory. But then when times get tough, I have to stop and try to figure out. But that's not what God says to do. He says if you're in the valley or if you are on the mountaintop, if you are as sick as you have ever been or if you are as healthy as you have ever been, my praises deserve to be lifted up. I have never changed no matter what your situation is. But did the lyrics mess up in your song? God did not mess up. So all we have to do is realize I may have stumbled. I may have fallen. I may be sick. I may be weary. I may be tired. I may be struggling. But praises are not going to stop coming from my mouth. My hands are not going to stop being lifted. I'm going to continue to dance. I'm going to continue to clap. I'm going to continue to rejoice because our God is worthy of all of our praise on this Sunday morning. Let the church say amen. Lift up a shout of praise like you believe it on this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got some names on a list right now that I'm believing that we're going to see God move in some situations. We have people whose name is not on the list that are in this place, or that maybe we know at work or in our family or our friends. And it's going to be the same God that is going to move in this Sunday morning service here in these four walls, but is going to minister to those that we are going to be praying for that are on this list that maybe aren't here, but those that we know are struggling outside of these four walls. I'm believing that God is going to have his perfect way and his perfect healing. And so we're going to bring forward these names. And if you feel led to step forward in faith, and if you have a need that maybe you just want some extra prayer this morning, and you are believing and expecting that I need a touch from God today, that I've been praying on my own, but maybe I just need to feel the strength of a brother or a sister to be next to me and to lay hands on me and to believe and agree that our God has not left us nor forsaken us, that our God is able to move in our situation today just like he did in the Old Testament, that he's able to heal today just like he did in the New Testament. And today is going to be my testament and my testimony as we lift up our praises, but then as we surrender our needs to him. In Jesus' name, we have Stacy Fryer and the twins. We have Sister Mildred Pratt, Sister Jane Lay, Sister Cindy Pinson, Sister Joanne Taylor, Stacy Fryer again, Kent Driggers, Brother Billy Trinato, Reverend John Griswood, the family and the church family, Tanya Freeland, Brother Don Howell, Brother Tiny Freeland, Billy Hidrick, and Sister Bernice Griffith. I believe that something powerful happens when the church agrees and when the church calls on the one name. And so now is the time that if you feel led to step forward in faith, are you wanting to stay where you are or are you wanting to move out of the situation you are in? If you are wanting to answer the call out of darkness and into his marvelous light, if you're wanting to claim the promise that he is a healer and a deliverer and he is a savior this morning, I encourage you to step forward in faith. ministers will anoint you with oil and pray with you and for you. And I am believing in a miraculous work here today. I'm believing in a testimony service next week from the prayers that were prayed on this Sunday morning. I'm believing in faith that somebody's going to grab a hold of the very same spirit that apprehended them and got a hold of them, which is the Holy Ghost, and is able to move today. Chains are going to be broken this Sunday morning. God, I claim victory over every sickness. God, I claim victory over every disease, over every depression and anxiety in this house. And in Jesus' name, let us leave here changed. Amen.
You'll never leave me. You said that you won't forsake me. You're right beside me, and that is all that matters. You'll never leave me. You said that you won't forsake me. You're right beside me. You are the covenant.
Today, we are excited to have our second pastoral candidate, Brother Christopher Uridic, that is going to be ministering this morning and this evening. We are expecting a mighty move of God in both services, and I am excited to see what God is going to do today, but in the kingdom of God. We're in a new year, new seasons. Everything's going on, and God's got it all under control and in his hand, and I'm grateful for it. We have also on the 21st is going to be our Ladies United Fellowship. That will be at Bratcher's Nursery. And also exciting is on the 22nd, which is a Wednesday, we are going to be beginning a midweek series. That is, was it 6 weeks? 6 week series on Wednesday nights. That is, greatness is God's gift to you. It is something that is going to be incredible that I encourage you to be a part of. That midweek service, it's a kind of a cliche thing to post. Midweek matters, is what they say. Because who starts to kind of teeter a little bit? When you start getting towards Wednesday and Thursday, you start getting tired looking forward to Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. But did you know that in those days when we start teetering, those days when our energy starts to fade, did you know that world still needs us on those days? that we're on fire on Monday from the word that was preached on Sunday, that we're kind of on fire on Tuesday, but those same people that we come in contact with on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, they still need you to be a light. They still need you to be full of the word and full of the Holy Ghost. And that is what midweek is for. And so we're having this new series that is going to be incredible for all of us to be a part of. And also an exciting new announcement is next week at 10 a.m., we're introducing a new service that is called Fresh Fire. Everybody say Fresh Fire. Fresh Fire. We're excited to announce it's the launch of our brand new youth-led service. That it is where passion meets purpose. It's where the next generation leads the way into God's presence. This is not a service for youth. This is a service where the next generation, the tomorrow's church, leads the way into God's presence. This is where you'll have worship. We're going to have preaching. We're going to have where the Bible is clear in Acts 2:17. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. But then it says, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. That God is going to use the young people to cultivate and to develop a revival that is in our church, where the young people begin to rise up and the elders begin to back them and say, these are the ones that are taking the mantle. These are the ones that we are passing all of our knowledge and all of our support to. And so we come together for a Fresh Fire service and we say, God, I want you to do what you want to do through our youth and into my life. And there's going to be mighty moves of God on these services. And so next week, we are going to be starting them. And so be here 10 a.m. on the 19th for a Fresh Fire service that you don't want to miss. And so I'm believing that God is going to do something mighty in this service this morning. So we're going to give of our tithes, we're going to give of our offering, but then we're going to give of our praise, and we're going to give of ourselves and our energy in response to the word of God on this Sunday morning. And so, Father, I thank you for the presence we already feel in this place. God, I thank you for what you have planned and what you have in store. And God, I pray that we respond to you. I pray you bless what is given, you bless the giver, and anoint the man of God today as he delivers your already anointed word. In Jesus' name, amen.
praise the Lord. Wasn't the snow beautiful? And as Texans, aren't you glad it's going away? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know that I've ever prayed so hard for the power to stay on and not go out as I did this year. Man, didn't we have some snow? It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Again, I want to say how appreciative I am of the Lord Jesus Christ, this truth, what he has revealed to us. Looking at 29, going on 30 years of this glorious truth. It's so hard to believe that it has gone by so fast. And yet I thank, Lord, thank you for revealing this to me, because I don't know that I could have made it without the fullness of this truth and some of you beautiful people that have supported us and encouraged us and prayed for us. God bless you this morning. Why don't you just look at your neighbor and say, hi, neighbor, I'm glad to see you. If you rushed in this morning, didn't have time to wave at somebody. We are here today to worship and to fellowship. I feel so compelled to say one more time how I appreciate the pastoral transition team. They met online because of the snow this week. And thank you, Brother Micah Martin, for the way you orchestrate that and got it together. Man, it's just awesome. I'm learning some new things. But everybody was able to be on that way. And we had about a three-hour meeting. And then yesterday we spent time with Brother Uridic and his wife and had another interview of a couple of hours in fellowship. And I want to tell you, these men sacrifice a lot, and these ladies, Sister Martin, Sister Lisa, for all you do in supporting and helping to keep the meeting going and flowing as it does. God bless you. We are in one mind and one accord to seek the will of God to bring to this church body the man and the woman that will lead us into this next era and hopefully lead us to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can somebody just give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that? When I was working at the cancer center, I was in an area where we had a lot of Spanish-speaking people, and my co-partner was Spanish-speaking, and he was Spanish. He could speak it so fluently. And so I would grab the phone sometimes, and it would be Spanish. So he decided he would teach me how to speak a little Spanish. So he said how to answer the phone and say, hold on a minute. So being East Texan, I said, uno momento, por favor. And that Texas accent came forth. Well, he about fell on the floor laughing, and I had to learn to pick it up a little bit. So with Brother Uridic's name, I tried that East Texas Uridic or Uridic, and finally, I think I'm getting a little bit more comfortable. But we are so happy, and on behalf of the pastoral team, again, I want to take a moment to welcome them and to also introduce them, let you know something about them. Brother and Christopher Uridic and Sister Julie Uridic, they have a 14-year-old son living at home. They also have a son, Sean, 31, a daughter, Alicia, and Ariana, 24. So we thank the Lord for their beautiful family, for their beautiful spirits, for the wonderful time we had yesterday, and we are so thankful that they have chosen to come and to share the word with us this morning. Brother Uridic served in the United States Navy for 4 years. He has served as sectional youth director and director of promotions while attending Pentecostals of Phoenix, Arizona, and as youth pastor with the Spanish Ministries Pentecostals of the Fox Cities in Manessa, Wisconsin. So he knows about these snowstorms too. He is presently a maintenance training supervisor at American Airlines in Fort Worth, Texas. Man. An assistant pastor at Grace Point Church, UPC, at Haslett, Texas, under Pastor Scott Foster. They will be ministering in the service this morning and again this evening, so we want to encourage you to come, and let's fill up the prayer room like we did last week and pray and seek the will of God for the service and for his direction. I would like for you to stand at this time, if you would, and give them a warm welcome to the house of the Lord in the parish UPC. Brother. You can go ahead and lift one on up for the Lord if you would. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want this man and this woman to take their liberty this morning and just lead us in the spirit and presence of God.
You can be seated for just a little while. Amen. Praise God. Man, he introduced me so well. I felt a little bit of pride come up, and I'm going to have to suppress that a little bit. No, but he did a great job. Thank you for introducing us. But as he said, Chris and Julie Uridic, she's my my Juliana. That's my pet name for her. And there's a lot of stories that I could help you with that with that name and things like that. But we'll save those for another time. But I just want to give her a time to greet you in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, church. Well, we are so glad to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. We're so impressed with your hospitality and how you've welcomed us. And like we say, when we go to our churches, our UPC churches, it's family. It doesn't matter if you haven't ever met them before. And so we feel that kinship with you. And so we're just so thankful to be here. And we're excited for what God's going to do in this service and this evening's service. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. Love you guys. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for that, sweetheart. Couldn't be where I am today if God didn't send me a good godly woman. Amen. Sorry if I get a little choked up there. Praise God. Praise God. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. My, oh my, what an impressive display that all of your staff and, has done for us. I am very, 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 very impressed with the hospitality in the front, the greetings, the coffee, and everything that has been done. We are so blessed, amen, to be here today. Praise God. And just want to thank everyone, the Myers, brother and sister Myers. You know, we have liberty in this house. I felt this liberty up here with the worship. And I know the way you worship, you bang them keys. Am I right? And I was watching her bang those keys. She has passion and everything. Everyone here seems to have passion in all that they do for God. Amen. And that is the most important thing. Amen. And that comes from being, having it poured into you. Amen. And it's visible. It's very, very, it's a blessing to be a part of that this morning. You know, we feel the liberty of the Holy Ghost because someone made a decision a long time ago. Someone made up their mind that they were going to live a life unto the Lord. Amen. They were going to give their life unto God, and they were going to live a life of holiness and separation. And they were going to love the Lord, their God, with all their heart and all their soul and all their strength. And I'm so thankful to be a part of this service, amen, today. And what, I don't know that it would be good to say, but I'm going to say it. Is that okay? Can I pretend I'm at home? I'm not going to pretend. How's that? Can I just feel like I'm at home? Is that all right? Amen. All right. There's people that paved the way, and I appreciate that. There's people that prayed for me before I even came to that altar for the very first time. Amen. I know I pray a prayer that says, God, pray for those who are coming. Those who are going to repent of their sins and be baptized in your name. I pray for them today. Amen. And I'm so grateful for those who have gone before. Amen. Are you thankful for your elders today? Amen. In the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to watch the time. I promise. We're going to beat people to the restaurants, all right? But I just want to give honor to Brother and Sister Meyer and this advisory board, the ministry staff here. Man, this young man, I was going to ask to borrow your notes because I thought you were going to preach a message up here. It was awesome. Amen, amen. What a handsome crowd you guys have that just do it for God. Amen. Amen. But I want to thank all of you for having us today. Amen. And it's truly, we get to do this. Right? It's not owed to us. It's not something that, is, like I said, owed to us, or we don't have a right to it. But we get to serve God today. We get to give him our very best in praise and adoration. We get to give him worship. We get to give him prayer. Amen. And I'm thankful to be able to do that today. Are you thankful today? Well, give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Just want to go before the Lord and do what he wants us to do. Will you stay with me just for a little while today? Amen. I didn't take a message out of the file. I'm just going to be honest. I didn't ask, you know, what was your favorite message that I've ever preached? I got a fresh word for you today. Is that okay?
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to bless you today. Would you stand with me today as we read the word of the Lord? Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 29. I just come to have church. Is that okay? I come to let God have his way. Amen. Amen. Whatever you came to get, I am confident that God can do it for you today. Amen. I believe that our song today at the end of it all will be, he did it. God did it. God did it. Amen. How many want that song in their heart today? Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 29. If you're there, say amen. Amen. If you're not, just say, oh my. It's all right. Amen. Matthew 24 through 29. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 29. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And then the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And therefore, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. This is where I'm going to stay for a little while. Verse 28. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. You know, as I contemplated the word to bring to you beautiful people today, I honestly can say that I had a little wrestling match with myself and with the Lord. And sometimes you want something so bad. Can I be transparent for a minute? Sometimes you feel like you want something so bad, you want to impress, and you want to wow, and you want what baseball players say, you know, I'm going to hit that ball out of the park. I complicated the process. So I had to get out of the way. And God had to tell me, you know what, I ordained the process that I've given you. You and I have something special here. Don't get in the way. I'm thankful this morning for that struggle. And today I'm okay with it, because I've concluded that what God wanted is total reliance on him. He didn't want me to rely on what I've did in the past. He didn't want me to rely on what I was doing at the moment, or he didn't want me to rely on me at all. He wanted me to rely on him. He wanted me to receive the message that he was in control of the destiny of the church. Amen. Oh, I'm preaching already. I'm sneaking up on you. And he was in control of my personal destiny as well. So this is why my title is what it is this morning. This identifies what we all tend to do when we try to get in the way of what God wants to do in our lives. We make it complicated. Everyone say, it's complicated. And for just a moment, I'd like to talk to you on the title of this message. It's complicated. Will you help me pray this morning? Father, I love you. I praise you. I magnify your name. I glorify your name, God. Oh, there's not a casual way to come to you, but Lord, we come to you with passion and desperation, dear God. We come earnestly before the throne of grace, God. We come boldly before the throne of grace this morning. Lord, there's people that have come here expecting, dear God, something from you, God. I pray that you would rain down from heaven. I pray that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour it out on this place today. Lord, let us not go home lacking, but let us go home full of the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, God. We need you today, Father. We need your touch. We need your anointing. We need the power and your presence, God. I pray, do it today in Jesus' name. Amen. If you give the Lord a hand clap of praise, somebody give him a shout this morning. Hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus. I magnify your name. You may be seated in Jesus' name. The term "it's complicated" has been coined over the last few years. Has anyone heard that term used? Have you used it yourself, maybe? Typically, when things are unnecessarily complex, they say it's complicated. If we were to come up with some examples of the use of this term, you know, we might choose our words a little differently, I believe. In fact, if we tried to explain that term, "it's complicated," we would be a bit confused, I would imagine. But today, I believe I come to present a God that is not about confusing us. In fact, his message is quite clear this morning. It's quite concise this morning. His purpose and his plan is as plain as day. His plan is a perfect picture. I come to tell someone what Paul told the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." Amen. I come to tell someone this morning that you might have been perplexed, amen, at some point, or maybe you're going through a little unsettledness in your spirit this morning, or maybe there's a big decision in which you don't know what to do or you don't know how to handle, and you feel like today that it's a bit complicated, amen. But that confusion you're feeling, that uncertainty that you're feeling this morning, hallelujah, I want you to know that it's not God that is authoring that. He is not the author of confusion, but he wants to give you a clear picture. He wants to give you a perfect path. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants to show you that there is a way in the wilderness. There's a way. Oh, he's going to make rivers to flow in the desert places of your life. Somebody hear me this morning. Hallelujah. It is not as complicated as you think it would be. There's no reason to be distraught today. There's no reason to be unsettled in your spirit this morning. God is in control of this thing. Amen. God knows what you're facing this morning. He knows your circumstance, and he's not confusing at all. He's not complicated. And my hat's off to this team that I stood before yesterday, and I was sweating more than I'm sweating right now. Amen. But it's a good thing. They're filled with such passion. They're filled with a desire to get the very best for this church, for Paris, Texas. Amen. Are you thankful for a team that has direction, a team that has a vision? Amen. Are you thankful for leadership that cares about it? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God knows what you're facing. He knows your circumstances. God is not confusing at all. Amen? He is not complicated. Your situation is not complicated. It's not as complicated as you think it is. It is not impossible. Bible says that for with God all things are possible. Amen. It doesn't stop there to them that love him. Oh, I wonder if someone loves him this morning. Hallelujah. Do you really, really love him this morning? Hallelujah. Amen. I come to give him my heart. I come to give him my mind. I come to give him my soul, my spirit, and my strength. Amen. Amen. So when God is that for you, It's not complicated at all. Yeah, you might take a speed bump here and there. You might come up against a wall, amen. But you know what God said? He said he promises to plant you, amen, in such a way that even if there's a wall in front of you, amen, he promotes growth. Amen. He calls us a tree, and this tree is by a wall, and you would think that the tree wouldn't grow anymore because the wall is in the way. But you know what he says? That he's going to supply the nutrients and the water necessary for you to overtake that wall, to overtake that obstacle, amen, and to grow onto the other side. Amen. There's no obstacle that could stand in your way, amen. Keep staying faithful to God. Keep holding on to your firm and in faith. Keep praying those prayers, amen. Hold on to the promises of God. Why? Because you're going to overgrow this thing, amen. The obstacle may be in your way, and it may seem impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Oh, I'm talking to people that love God this morning, people that trust God and understand, hallelujah, how powerful his word is, how powerful his Spirit is. Am I right this morning? Amen. Are you with me? Praise God. Whatever it is that seems to be complicated in your life, God has come to uncomplicate it. Whatever complex circumstance, whatever difficult dilemma you're facing, don't you trust in the words of man. Hear me. Don't you trust in the words of man, which the man will have you believe it's too complicated to face your issues, that your problems are too tall for you to overtake. The enemy may have you thinking about giving up, may have you thinking that life is too hard. Amen. Amen. There is no hope for me in this situation. I'm here to lead you to a path this morning. A path called straight. Amen? I'm here to guide you today to a narrow way that leads to life. Amen. That life is in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you follow the way and fall for the way of the world. Hallelujah. I've been to Broadway. Amen. I've been on Broadway, and it ain't nothing special. I promise you that. It is the way that leads to demise and destruction if you want to be on Broadway. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, Jesus is still the answer. Amen. He's still the answer. Like that old song says, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Hallelujah. He's the answer today in 2025. Amen. He's the answer in Paris, Texas, as it is in Fort Worth, Texas, and as it is in New York or wherever in the world somebody may be. Jesus is still the answer. Amen. Oh, there's a church that still believes that there is one way. I'm glad I'm part of that church. Amen. A church that still believes there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. Hallelujah. A church that still believes in truth. Hallelujah. A church that was founded on the doctrine of the apostles. Amen. A church that was founded on repentance and baptism in Jesus' name, the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I believe I'm in that church this morning. Amen. I'm glad I'm amongst friends this morning. I'm glad that I'm around people of like precious faith this morning. Aren't you? Clap your hands to Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a church that still believes in it, and I'm thankful that I'm part of it. It's not complicated. In fact, it's pretty easy this morning. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So if we can put that verse 28 up there and leave it up there so I have a reference there. I want you to notice there's somebody in this place. You've been worried about all this for nothing. It's been a complicated situation, a circumstance. You don't know. You don't know the certainty of things, but I come to tell you there's certainty in God, and He has it all planned out. He has it all in control, amen? And He's saying, come. He's saying, keep coming. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Hallelujah. Amen. Advisory board, you just keep plugging away. You keep searching and you keep seeking. Amen. God is going to give you the right answer for the right moment and the right time. Amen. You keep your heart stayed upon Him. Keep your sights on Him. Amen. Why? Because He's going to bring rest into you. He's going to take away that restless feeling. He's going to take that uncertainty away. He said, I will give you rest. And you know what you need to rely on? The power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the answer for today. Amen. Hallelujah. The Word and the Holy Ghost will lead us and guide us into all truth. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that the Word is still the Word. It's forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost is still power and anointing. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is still essential and needed for you to make it successfully. Whether you be a young person, whether you need a decision to make about school or your future, amen? Amen. Some of us thinking about the little bit of future we have left, amen? I'm one of those getting older by the minute, amen? Some of you have families and you have kids that are maybe giving you a little worry and so forth. I come to tell you, you just laid that upon Him. Amen. He's going to give you rest. Don't stop praying for your kids. Don't stop praying for your marriages. Don't stop praying for your future. Amen. Don't stop praying. Amen. Don't stop. Because in that, you're going to find rest. Are you with me today? Well, clap your hands to Jesus now. Amen. Amen. He says, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. I hear that. I heard that in prayer, amen, when I was preparing this message. Come, somebody's got to come, amen, as often as you have that opportunity, amen. I don't know any of you. We got over that awkward phase. I told you, I feel at home. Is that okay? You know my name. I'm Chris, and I don't know all of your names because my hair went first, and then my memory went, so forgive me. But you could call me Hey You, and I could call you Hey You, and we won't be mad at each other. Is that okay? I'm just being transparent and honest. There's no way I'm going to remember every name, but I appreciate you. Amen? But I heard God saying, I'm calling them to come. And when you hear God call you to come, amen, don't walk out the back. I've done it. I told that story yesterday how a few times I didn't know what was happening. I didn't understand what I was feeling. And you might not understand what you're feeling this morning. But I want you to know it's the rest that you feel. It's God's presence that you feel. His power and His word, His spoken word, His anointing that you feel. You might not know those words, and that's okay. Amen. We have Bible studies we can teach you. And you will come up to speed on that stuff. I just want to let you know that and be at peace with what you feel. Amen. But all you have to do is answer that call that says, come. Come unto me. What are you laboring with? What is heavy on your shoulders? What is it that you're just carrying with you day after day? And you think, you know, I don't know if I could take another thing, put on my shoulders. I felt that plenty of times. I don't know if I can handle another blow. Amen. And I like to. I'm just kidding. You take a boy out of the Bronx, but you can't take the Bronx out of the boy. Amen. Amen. Oh, those of you who don't know, I was born and raised in New York City in the Bronx. So that's where that comes from. But no, but seriously, all jokes aside, you know, God doesn't want you to carry that. That's what the scripture says. Amen. He doesn't want you to be perplexed. He doesn't want you to be constrained. In fact, He wants to free you. He wants to liberate you. He wants to give you something that you can't even really understand at this moment in time. But if you will answer the call and come, Amen. We have an, I love it here. You got a lot of altar space. Amen. I love altar calls. Churches don't, a lot of churches don't even give altar calls anymore. Oh, not us. We understand the power of the altar. We understand that the yoke is broken and the anointing oil flows. Amen. Oh, there's a whole lot of altars that you find in the Bible. In fact, David, he took down the strongholds and he began to rebuild the altars. Oh, every opportunity I get, I'm going to go to the altar. Amen. I may not be praying for myself or someone else, but I may be laying hands on somebody that needs it. I may be encouraging someone that needs it. I may be lifting up someone that needs it. Oh, give me an opportunity to come to an altar. Let me hear the call. Come. Amen. Are you with me this morning? Amen. That's the Holy Ghost right there. I see my blank, my screen went blank. So you know that's not the notes. God's good. Amen. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You see what comes when we give something up to God? He doesn't leave us empty-handed. He puts something a little lighter on us. He says, take my yoke upon me. And then there's instruction. How many? Ooh, somebody looking for answers. Somebody needs some direction. Answer the call to come. Amen. And he's going to allow you to dispense that heaviness. Dispense that calamity. Dispense that distraughtness. That confusion. And then he says, oh, I'm going to give you something that's a little lighter. And then I'm going to give you some instruction. Amen. You're in a good place of teaching. Amen. How many believe they've had a good foundational teaching over the last 40-something years? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And guess what, church? There's more coming. Hallelujah. God's not going to leave you stranded, but he's going to continue it. And he's going to give you the teaching you need. He's going to give you the continue to pour out the foundation for those who are coming. Amen. There's people coming through these doors. Hallelujah. And if you're ready to receive the harvest, amen. But you got to get to your place where you believe this and you begin to do some of this. Why? So that you can teach the next. Amen. They shall know us by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Oh, there's some testimonies in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe there's some testimonies to be shared. Marriages put back together. Marriage and people that were broken and now they're whole again. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. I'm watching the time. You might have come in here with worries, with burdens too complicated for the human mind to carry. You may come in here with life choking out the faith that you have. Jesus has come to remove the laborious burdens of the soul. He has come to unweigh the heaviness, the heavy loaded life that you're living today. He wants to remove the heart of stone. The Bible says he will give you a new heart. Amen. He wants to pour out the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. He wants, he's come to make himself known in the lives of people this morning. Amen. And if you're willing to meet him where he is, you know, a lot of people, there's this doctrine that goes out. He'll meet you where you are. Amen. I just don't buy that one. We've got to make a step. There's something that's going to happen in our hearts. And we've got to get real with God. And we've got to be transparent with him. And it's okay to be not all right. Amen? Godly sorrow worketh what? Repentance. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. There's a turn that comes when you're transparent with God. Amen? There's a turn that comes when you give your all to Jesus, amen. When you trust him, when you've lost trust in everyone else and everything else, in yourself most of all, then you can begin to trust in him. Are you with me this morning? Amen. He carried the cross to the complicated hill called Calvary. that you might find rest for your soul. And he has taken on the complications of life that we might take on the yoke of ease. That we might see him for who he is and find our direction through him. He's chosen you this morning. He's chosen you. He has come to uncomplicate the complicated. Some of you may be stumbling, maybe with disobedience. You may be stumbling with offenses of the past. You may be stumbling on even the word of God. Maybe you're in a Bible study and you don't quite get it, but you want to. You might be dealing with a word that has been preached. Some of you have been here a while. Maybe a word that was preached to you a long time ago, and you haven't given in to that word. Amen? I've come to tell you that you were appointed by that word. Oh, give me the truth. I want to buy it and sell it not. That's what the word says. Oh, I want to take the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Amen? Every dot, every tittle, every period on the page, and every cross of the T, I want to accept the word of God. Oh, I want to please him in all that I do. Amen? And if you want to please him, amen, you'll keep his commandments. Amen. You keep his word. Amen. This word has been good to me. This word has been a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. Everybody understand the word of God? Are you thankful for the word of God? Hallelujah. Amen. Clap your hands to Jesus. Take that for me. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. He knows what to do with it, right? There you go. That's fine. Amen. Good helper. Amen. That word has appointed you, that you've been given. Amen. And again, I don't know your backgrounds. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know it. But whatever God wants to reveal in his word, I'm a servant to that. Amen. Amen. So if I'm talking to you, there's going to be an appeal to come. There's going to be a call to come. So I encourage you to come and let God do what he wants to do. Because what he does with your life is so beautiful. What he does with your life is so magnificent and so worth it. Amen? It's so worth it that it changes your eternal stance with him. Amen? Amen. I'm talking about heaven, folks. Hallelujah. Amen. How many want to make it to heaven? We sang about heaven this morning, didn't we? Amen. I get excited when they tell me, you're going through some gates and you're gonna walk on streets of gold. And there's going to be a crown that he's going to put on your head. But guess what? It's not going to stay there long because, we're going to throw it at the feet of the master. Amen. Amen. How many excited about heaven? Amen. Amen. Come on. All right. That's good. I hope so. Amen. Amen. It's not complicated this morning, I come to tell you. The message today is simple. Word of God, the word today is as sure as it's ever been. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says this, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hey, fresh fire? That's good. Amen. Come, encourage them. Amen? Lift them up. Amen? Be there for them. Why? Because they're going to get the boldness and from that encouragement. They're going to get a fresh wind of your faith. Amen? To go and talk to other young people. Oh, man, we got a section. I take it this is the youth section, right? Amen? There's four pews. Amen? Guess what? Those pews are going to be full. Why? Because of the few that have the fire, amen, within them. And if you let that fire burn, hallelujah, there's nothing stopping you, amen. Hallelujah. I already told you that, there may be an obstacle, hallelujah, but you're going to overgrow that obstacle, amen. God is going to make a way in the wilderness. He's going to make a way in the desert. Hallelujah. My God, that's what my God does, hallelujah. And I get excited when young people got a fire down on the inside, hallelujah. Oh, and they let it come out on the outside, hallelujah. Oh yeah, they're gonna mess up, And then they may make a mess of things. But then you're there to say, hey, that's all right. Dust yourself off. Get back up. Amen?
Right.
Amen. This is Texas, so you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps, right? Okay. Amen. We were talking about that. I don't have a pair of boots yet. I'm only 4 years in. Amen. But I'm getting open to it, all right? I'm getting open to it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I'm messing this thing up, aren't I? Just kidding. I'm joking. We can have fun in church. Is that okay? Amen. Amen. Let's wear out this carpet. Let's run the aisles and let's jump up and down. Let's enjoy the presence of God. Amen. Amen. They thought David was crazy, but guess what? You know, he said, "Leave me alone, because I don't need this. I don't need this royal robe. Hallelujah. I want to take on sackcloth and ashes. I want to give him the glory and him the honor." Amen. If you put God first, I promise you, everything else will work out. Why? He says, "First, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Amen. It's not complicated at all. Amen. Just seek him first. Hallelujah. If you read the prefix of that scripture, he says, "I'm going to clothe you. I'm going to give you food. I'm gonna give you a roof over your head." Hallelujah. It's that simple. Amen. We don't do it for those things, but those things will come organically through God, or spiritually through God, I want to say. Amen. Amen. And we're the people of God. He's going to take care of us. He is our refuge, our strength, our strong tower, our deliverer. He's all things to us. He's our provider. Amen. I've never wanted for anything. As long as I put God first. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. That time is right up there. I'm watching it. Amen. You know, it's real simple. It's as simple as darkness and light. It's as simple as day and night. It's as simple as black and white. It's not complicated. It's as simple as coming out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. It's as simple as good old-fashioned repentance. Amen. Amen. Oh, what is repentance? I don't know who's all here, so we're just going to do what the Lord wants to do. Repentance, you know, in my military days, I think I could still do this. I just make an about face. Oh, that was pretty good, eh? There's no ex-Marines, they say, right? But there's no ex-servicemen. You're always a serviceman. I told somebody this morning, I said, I bleed red, white, and blue if you let me. You know? But it's as simple as about face. It's that simple. Amen. Some of you, younger ones, I don't know where you are. You might just have been introduced to this, but it's that simple. You were walking a different way, amen, and now you just turn towards Christ, amen. That's what repentance is, you know, and that will lead you to a place of, you'll start feeling a little bad. You'll start feeling a little sorry for the things you've done against God. And he'll start to reveal those things. And you just begin to talk to him. And just begin to pour your heart out to him. Be transparent with him. Be honest with him. And truly make that decision to turn to God. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I don't want to live that life no more. I want to live for you. And then you turn towards him. And you trust his word. And you trust him. And you link up with someone that has a good amount of faith, and let them teach you the word of God, and trust the word of God. Amen? Amen. It's as easy as making a course correction. All right? So on every airplane, I'll just tell you, I'm an aircraft mechanic by trade, so you'll have a lot of references of flying and mechanics and things like that. So on an airplane, you have two old instruments that are manual instruments that are just, the way they used to fly airplanes. You still have those as backup. I'll just say, if you're down to those two instruments, you're in trouble. And every now and then we'll have to go out to what is called a compass rose, right? And it's a certain spot where there's no magnetic interference. You know, it's a clean space. And you can begin to dial in true north or true south and things of that nature. And sometimes you have to make a little course correction. You have to make a little adjustment. That's how simple it is with God. Sometimes in life, it's really not as complicated as we make it. We just got to make a little adjustment. Amen? And the best adjustment is one that our heavenly instrument can make in our lives. Amen? Amen. Is when we just say, hey, God, I don't know how this works. I don't know anything about you or your word, but I'm going to trust in it. And I'm going to give it a shot. And I'm going to diligently seek you. And you know what the Bible says about diligently seeking him? He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How many want to seek the Lord and his will for their life? Amen. That's good. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not supposed to preach into tonight, right? There's supposed to be a break in between. All right, I'm with you. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Cornelius, let's talk about him. You know, his people. Cornelius was a man of faith. I met Brother Cornelius. Isn't there a Brother Cornelius here today? But Cornelius. He was a centurion. He was a man of faith. His family lived for God. They gave to the less fortunate. They did good deeds for the community and all of this. They fasted and they prayed. You know what mattered most in the life of Cornelius was that exact thing, his prayer life. Amen? And his consecration toward God. That uncomplicated things for him. If you read his story, before that he might have been sure, but he wasn't too sure that he was in God's will. All right, it uncomplicated things. His prayer life and his consecration to God uncomplicated things in his life. It enabled him to see spiritually. Jesus visits him and he gives him some instruction. Amen. He didn't know much, but he knew that there was more that God had for him. He didn't overthink it. He didn't make it complicated. He did what God told him to do. And while God was dealing with Cornelius, he was on the other side of town, because that's how God works. He was dealing with Peter. Amen. And God gave him a vision. And then Peter tried to get in the way. It was not Cornelius. Cornelius wasn't the problem. Peter was. The man of God was the problem. He tried to complicate things, so God had to show him a second time. And God had to show him a third time. Hey, it's okay if God's got to show you more than once. Amen? Amen. Just ask the blind man, right? Hallelujah. The blind man, everybody know, he got touched by Jesus, and he said, oh, I see men as trees. So Jesus touches him a second time, hallelujah, and then his sight came in full bore, amen. Oh, hallelujah, isn't that amazing what God can do? He can touch you more than once, hallelujah, and he could bring things into clarity. He could bring things to you and show you things that you could not see before. That's just how God works, amen. So Peter had to be shown more than once. How many have been through something where God had to deal with you more than once? Amen. Aren't you glad that God has that grace and God has that patience with us? Amen. That he continues to work on our behalf regardless of our stubbornness. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm short, so I can hide behind the pulpit. Amen. You might have to get a preaching box up here so you can see me. No, I'm just kidding. But he tried to complicate things, so God showed him a third time. And Peter doubted himself, he doubted God, and suddenly there's a knock on the door. And God tells him to go. It's one word, go. Peter and Cornelius meet, and guess what happens? He worships Peter at his feet. But Peter grabs his hand and he lifts him up and he says, don't worship me, worship him. I am just a man like you. Hallelujah. And I don't pretend to be anything special this morning. Amen. But I know what God has done in my life. And I know what he has brought me to preach to you today. And I'm here to tell you your situation's not as complicated as you think it is. Your dilemma is not as distraught as it's making you. Hallelujah. But God has come to uncomplicate the complicated. Amen. He's come to make things a little clearer for you. He's come to speak to you. Amen. You know, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Jesus is the one that we worship. Amen. Amen. So he tells Cornelius and those that were present the things that God told him to say. And the message was no different. It was no different for the Jew. It was no different for Cornelius being a centurion. It was no different for the Italian. God is not complicated at all. God is no respecter of persons. Amen. And as Peter spoke, the Holy Ghost fell. They heard them speak with tongues. Amen. Then Peter asked, who wants to be baptized? Who wants to receive, which have received the Holy Ghost? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not complicated today, I believe, and I chose a long time ago to be baptized in Jesus' name, and because it's necessary for my salvation. It's not complicated. In fact, it uncomplicates things. It removes the penalty of sin in my life. I'm born again of the water, and then it goes further, and I could be born of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Before today, I might have used a twisted and coiled metaphoric phrase called, it's complicated. But today, I'm going to buy the truth and sell it not. Today, I'm going to choose to know the truth and to allow the truth to liberate me. I come to tell someone that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall. Somebody said set. All right. That's not what the Bible says. I'm gonna do a little correction. Is that all right? Bible says make you free. Amen. You see what God is, he's making something out of you. He is transforming you. Let him do the work that he wants to do in your life. Let him unravel the complications that life brings. Amen? Amen. If our musicians would begin to make their way to play. He wants to uncomplicate things. Someone has been preaching their own message in their own life, and it's complicated. Amen? And I come to tell you that God's word is not complicated. Can you mind pulling back Matthew chapter 7? Let's take a look at that again. I'm going to show you something. God is building something on the inside of you. And you are a big part in that. It's a covenant. We sang about a covenant-keeping God. But the covenant has to go both ways. We have to make a covenant, lots of covenants. There were covenants made throughout the Bible. I made a covenant with my eyes. Have you read that in the Bible? There was covenants that people made with God. And we have to, God's going to honor his covenant. He's going to honor his word. And then, so he says this. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. That's us doing our part. Meet him where he is. God's a gentleman. He's not going to force his way into your life. But if you will just come humbly before the throne of grace, if you would come and take it what you need by force. So there's two different waves of that. Come with passion and come humbly before him. But if you do what you hear, what he tells you to do, he's going to liken you unto a wise man. There's wisdom that comes. There's wisdom that's built. Amen? And he's going to liken you unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And guess what? The complications of life, the winds will blow, right? That's verse 25. The winds are going to blow and the storms are going to come. There you go. The rain descended, the floods came. How many feel sometimes I'm drowning in this? I don't know if I'm going to survive this. Or somebody send me a life jacket. I'm sending you a life jacket this morning. I'm throwing it out there. Amen. Because the water might be too cold. So I don't want to jump in. No, I'm just kidding. But there's a life jacket in the house today for you. A way of escape. Amen. Because the day, he doesn't promise sunshine and rainbows. Right? He says the rains are going to descend and the floods are going to come in the life and the winds are going to blow and it's going to do its best. The enemy's going to do its best to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I'm so thankful that scripture doesn't stop there. I have come that they might have life and life more abundant. The beatings are going to come. It's going to try to knock your house down. But if you built your house upon the rock of Jesus Christ, I'm so thankful we're in a church that knows who Jesus is this morning. Amen. Would you stand with me this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just as Jesus spoke to the people that on his day in our scripture, the Bible says they were amazed. They were not confused, but they were amazed by the authority that he spoke with. It wasn't a message that they were used to. They were not used to a message that would provoke them to make a choice. An uncomplicated choice, which we that are here today are all faced with this morning. How do you choose to build your life? Will you coin the phrase, it's complicated, or so you don't have to face it, so that you can just dismiss it and just delay it? Will you make what you're struggling with too difficult to deal with or understand? Will your life consist of too many moving parts in which you cannot begin to understand? And when the storms of life come, you find yourself sinking in sinking sand. Sinking sand of sin and self. Or will you choose to build your house upon the rock with Jesus Christ, your chief cornerstone? Will you build upon the word of God? Will you build upon the spirit of God? Will you allow the authority of God to speak into you and who you are and what you will be? Will you allow him to be the builder and the maker of who you are? Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. God, Lord, I did what I can do. I'm out of the way. Have your way in the lives of people this morning. Have your way in the hearts of your people this morning, God. God, I pray, dear Jesus, that someone would make a choice this morning to live an uncomplicated life. Hallelujah. This altar's open if you'd like to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Will you hear the call? Come. Come.
Time.
to be no way. We trust in you, God, you have the final say. You are the way when there seems to be no way. We trust in you, God, you have the final say.
Yes, we do.